One of the many activities slowed down by the shutdown is the federal census. The target date for counting was April 1st, just a couple of weeks into shelter in place. Now the Census Bureau and the many state and local agencies supporting the count are picking up the pieces. In Siskiyou County, there's great interest in getting an accurate count at the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative. That is where Michelle O'Gorman is the executive director and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Michelle, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. If you would, just in general terms, talk about the degree of difficulty trying to match people up with resources in a far-flung county also under shelter-in-place orders.
Right. So we're geographically diverse, and, you know, it's a huge county, and we planned on doing a lot of our outreach and education through a lot of our classes and in-person play groups, parenting classes, mental health prevention classes, and different ways to promote the census. But with the shutdown, we cannot do it that way. So we're trying to be creative to find different ways to do it. Yesterday, we handed out 200 commodities food boxes, which we're doing monthly now instead of bi-monthly. And we were able to put a census card in every single one of those bags and remind people, have you done your census yet? As they drove through, we had a drive-through in the back of our building, and we had a walk-up at the front because some people don't have that transportation.
I'm curious about the food boxes. Did you go to bi-monthly because the demand was down or because the supply was down? I mean, did you go to monthly instead of bi-monthly?
Right. Yes, absolutely. And we've also been able to secure some what they call TFAP boxes, which is from the state sent us boxes of non-perishable foods. So we have those as well. And folks that are bound at home can call the 211 or go online for 211 services, and they can get those boxes delivered to them, because we don't want people who are, you know, immunocompromised to go to the store anyway. You know, we want them to be able to shelter in place and still have food. So our community has really been taking that very seriously. And again, we put those census cards on the top of every box and are really trying to spread the word in that way.
Sounds like everything you do then has census attached to it, in a sense. You're always going to let people know about the census.
Exactly. Well, and it's so important to our community, because that's how we get special education, food services, extra food, you know, or even our SNAP. SNAP Ed comes from those dollars, our Medicare, the libraries, housing, you know, employment resources. I mean, I don't think people understand how much money comes to communities based on their population and how important it is for us to get an accurate count, because that way we get all the money that we deserve to have flowing to our county for those really important resources.
Does that kind of stuff stay locked in for 10 years, though? Because, I mean, there are the American Community Survey options with census that just numbers in the years between the censuses. I mean, because we're working off 10-year-old information now. There's been some adjustment along the way, hasn't there?
I believe so, yeah. It does, but it does, it just informs everything, I believe, that communities do, how they build their communities, how they open business and plan for the future. So it really, it's important in so many different ways. It's even important in the ways that we are represented at the House of Representatives. So, you know, it has so many different ways in which it touches us. And so it's so important. And it is confidential. That information is 100% safe. And we've been extended. So we now have, it was going to be July 31st, but like our taxes, it's been extended out 3 months, and it's October 31st is our deadline. So that gives more time to self-respond, and then the enumerators will head out at some point in all states when they've been told that it's okay to go out. So we're trying to get folks to do it before that happens as much as possible, because they can go online and they can put in their address and they can do it that way. But it's really important to get it done because it does affect us in many ways, and I have a feeling we're really going to need those dollars.
Michelle O'Gorman, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive director at the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative. We're talking about how the SCRC is helping with the census and how important it deems the census to be, which, as you can hear, is very. You can join us at 800-838-3760 on the phone. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. As far as the privacy of the information, that would seem to be a major concern. And I noticed, too, that from California Complete Count, the information coming out reminds people there is no citizenship question, as had been talked about. It never made it onto the census. So some of the concerns that people might have had about privacy just not appearing on there.
Right, exactly. They won't release that information anywhere, not the FBI, not the CIA, not DHS, and not ICE. And I have a little quote here that says that all Census Bureau staff takes a lifetime oath to protect your personal information, and any violation would come with a penalty of up to $250,000 and or 5 years in prison. So I think they take it pretty seriously.
Yeah, they do indeed. And I should let people know, too, that that having done some research through the U.S. Census, that the information from within is held for 72 years. So the information from 1950 will not come out until, I think, April 1st of 2022. So yeah, it's a long time before the stuff gets released in terms of specific information. But having said all that, what are some of the biggest obstacles to getting an accurate census specific to Siskiyou County?
Well, there's a lot of hard-to-count folks. That might mean that they're on rural routes. They don't have an actual address. They're, way out, and we have a lot of folks like that. I'm in Yreka, and we have a population of 7,500. The second area in population is over in what we call the Valley, which is Fort Jones, Etna, Callahan, Greenview, and many small communities in between, and they have 5,500 people, but they only have two cities, and those are smaller. So you can see that we're just hugely geographically spread out, and they did not send out the information to PO boxes this year. So we're really trying to spread the word, get the word out, and let people know about it, because they may not, if a PO box is the only way you get your mail, you're not going to get that information.
Have they sent to PO boxes in the past?
I don't know if that was done in 2010. I don't know as much about the 2010 census as I do about the 2020 census, but I do know that they were not going to send those out to PO boxes, which to me is a shame.
Oh, it's because they're trying to get people fixed to an address. Is that it? It's everybody has right. to have there's a dwelling we're talking about here.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
We want to know where you live.
Now, you mentioned, Michelle, how they're sliding the date. So instead of a July 31st completion, we're talking about October 31st, but are we still talking about April 1st as the fixed date, kind of the point in time chosen for, this is how many people lived in the country that day?
Yes. So when you fill it out, and I did mine in March, I got mine in mid-March, and I entered it online, and it took me 3 minutes, and there's three people in my household, and so I quickly entered their date of birth, and it's really very simple and very quick, and they will be doing it that way as much as they can. If we can get them online or call the 800 number, and I can give you that number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 844-330-2020. And the good thing about that is there's 59 different languages that you can choose. If you don't speak English, there's many, many different ways to do it. And you don't have to have the internet that way. You can call in. So
844-330-2020.
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, I noticed that the California Complete Count tracks the response rate, the self-response rate. And
yeah.
Was there reason to believe, or was there a hope that because people were sheltering in place that they might complete the process by themselves at home because they're at home?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping, is that, that might be increased. It is about 46% for Siskiyou County right now, and we really want to get that number. 2010, it was 57% self-response rate, and then when the enumerators went out, they increased that number to 72%. But that still left 28% of our population not counted, and they estimated, the state of California estimates, that that's $1,000 per person not counted. So for our small county, that's already $12 million in 1 year, and it would be 123 million over 10 years. And that's a lot of money that we missed out on. So I look at it, I'm always looking at things in terms of dollars and cents, and that made a lot of sense to me that we need to access those funds.
Wow, that's surprising.
They really do belong to us.
Right, yeah. I noticed that the California is currently averaging 61% self-response rate, yeah. But I didn't realize it didn't get higher than 72% in Siskiyou County in 2010. Yeah. So that's a lot of people not getting counted. What are the usual things that get in the way of people responding to the census?
I think sometimes there's the worry, is it safe? They may not understand why it's important or why we keep nagging them to do it, or how the funding shapes out. So April 1st was that deadline, or not deadline date, like you mentioned. It's the date that says how many people lived in your house on April 1st. So if you had a baby born April 1st, you would count that baby. If you had a foreign exchange student living in your home on April 1st, you would count that kiddo. So you really count everyone living in the home on April 1st. And so that's what the importance of April 1st to the community.
Just to have a fixed date, for sure.
Yeah.
So we are again talking to Michelle Gorman at the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative about the census matters. You said things are just starting to get moving again. Are census enumerators actually out there yet? I mean, they were supposed to start getting out there about early May, weren't they?
Right, yeah. I think that they may be doing some things differently, like they may be putting them on the doorknobs, things like that. They won't be in person, so that'll be a little bit different. People that don't, are on a rural route might expect the mailing to be left on their doorknob. But as far as I understand, they're not allowed to. What they might be doing, before COVID was standing there and doing it, on their iPad or, in person. But it's going to be a little different for a few months until they're allowed to be back in person. So look for it on your doorknob. If you get it on your doorknob, please fill it out and throw it in the mail. No postage necessary. It'll get turned in and we'll be able to have that count.
Was there any physical out in the field work that SCRC folks were going to do in addition to what the census enumerators were going to do?
No, so we were mostly the outreach and education component that were supposed to go up to the point of the enumerators going out, but we've been extended a little bit as well. So we're just trying to get that self-response rate up, as high as we can and help the enumerators out a little bit to try to get those numbers up.
Are you thinking in advertising terms, like a certain number of impressions? You're trying to make sure that people see the message like, five times when they come into contact with SCRC or anything like that?
Yeah, we use our Facebook accounts. We use our internet, the website that we have. We use, in person. We haven't had as much in person as we'd like to have had, but, especially when it's someone you know and they ask you if you've done the census. We actually did a city challenge with every city in Siskiyou County to try to get the city's city community leaders to challenge their folks. Have you done the census? And this is why it's important. And so Wairika is in the lead right now at 63% of their population has been counted, which I'm kind of excited about that, higher than the state. And so we're just trying to get the word out in as many different ways as possible. It's really caused us to think pretty creatively, actually, about how to do it, because, like you said, we've been, we're still open in the sense that people can come into the resource center and do it on the computer or use our phone to call if they need to do that. But we're limited as far as we don't have classes going and we aren't doing play groups and a lot of the things that we normally do.
All right, so just trying as best you can to get the message out that the census is delayed but is still happening this year. If you have questions in any place, 844-330-2020. Michelle O'Gorman, Siskiyou Community Resource Collaboration. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.